はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here。
めぐみです。 Newbie lesson number 11, Rise and Shine number 2. Now this is a continuation of the last time when Michiko woke up Kenji. Sakura-san, probably not a good thing, right?
No.
What do you think is going to happen?
どうだろう? I hope something good.
We'll see. All right, with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
いつからワシントン DC にいるの?
昨日から。
ワシントン DC はどう?食べ物はどう?リンカーンメモリアルはどう?スミソニアン協会はどう?
眠い。
ああ、ごめんなさい。今午前3時ね。じゃあ、おやすみなさい。もう一度、お願いします。ゆっくり、お願いします。
え?何?
いつからワシントン DC にいる?
昨日から。
え?ワシントン DC はどう?食べ物はどう?リンカーンメモリアルはどう?スミソニアン協会はどう?
眠い。
ごめんなさい。今、午前3時ね。じゃあ、おやすみなさい。
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
いつからワシントン DC にいるの?
You are in Washington DC? From when?
昨日から。
Yesterday.
Washington DC はどう? 食べ物はどう?
How is Washington DC? How is the food there?
Lincoln Memorial はどう? Smithsonian 協会はどう?
How is the Lincoln Memorial? How is the Smithsonian Institution?
眠い。
So sleepy.
ごめんなさい。今午前3時ね。
I'm sorry. It's 3 a.m., right?
じゃあ、おやすみなさい。
Good night, then.
Sakura-san, 今日の会話はどう?
She woke up Kenji again.
I know, silly girl. All right, let's get everyone up to speed and let's get into the vocab. Sakura-san, お願いします。
眠い。
Sleepy.
眠い。眠い。
Sample sentence, please.
今眠いです。
I'm sleepy now. Sakura-san, 今は眠いですか? Are you sleepy right now?
ちょっとだけ。
さっきちょっとあくびや。
Little bit.
わかります。
大丈夫。It's okay. I'm not.
What's あくび? You just said あくび. What is that?
Yawn.
I have to yawn. Sakura-san, take over the show.
Okay, next word. Watashi ne? It's me, right?
It's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Kino.
Yesterday.
Kino.
Now, Sakura-san, can you give me the word for yesterday?
Kino.
And what's the word for today?
Kyo.
Mm-hmm. And what is the word for tomorrow?
Ashita.
Can you break that down?
Ashita.
And that would be tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you. Next word?
Waku waku.
Tremble, excite.
Waku waku. Waku waku.
Now, can you give me an example of when waku waku would be used? What kind of situation?
We are going to have a day off.
Waku waku shimashita.
Ashita. Tomorrow. Wakuwaku suru!
Yay! Yes.
But see, for me, yeah. the work days are wakuwaku.
Ah,
I get to work with Sakura-san. It's never the reaction I want. Yeah, but kind of like when you're really looking forward to doing something and it's very exciting.
Wakuwaku suru.
Now, this word is actually onomatopoeia, which means a word that represents a sound.
Mm-hmm.
But what's unique about Japanese is they have these words not just for sounds, but also for emotions mm-hmm. and feelings.
States, conditions. Mm-hmm. It's used quite a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is something that's not common in English.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is the sound for exciting. Waku waku. In English, we have the sound for maybe a gunshot. I don't know why that popped into my mind the first thing, but, you know, bang or something like this. But waku waku. So this is a concept that we're going to get you very familiar with.
Mm. Like doki doki.
Oh.
Piri piri.
So, 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 so.
One at a time making me sound.
Oh, I know. I get too excited. Waku waku suru. Okay.
But yeah, there really are a lot to get excited about.
Mm.
All right. Next word,
食べ物,
food.
食べ物, 食べ物.
All right, next word,
協会,
association.
協会, 協会.
Now, which 協会 is referred to in the conversation?
Smithsonian 協会.
The Smithsonian Institute.
Now, Nathan dug up some really interesting information about this institute. Now, the money for this institute actually came from an Englishman, not even the U.S.
He had some reason to love America, but he's never seen it before, too.
Yeah, even though he had never been there, he gave all his money to start this foundation.
Mm, benevolent.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, pretty interesting stuff.
Mm. And 教会 has different meanings with different kanji used. So, from the sound... maybe you have to guess from the context. 教会 can also mean church or boundary. It has different meanings, but here it's association.
So you can tell by the kanji, the Chinese characters, or context of the sentence in spoken Japanese.
Right.
All right.
Okay, next word.
おやすみなさい.
Good night.
おやすみなさい. おやすみなさい.
Now, when you say goodnight to your mother or your family members, how do you usually say it?
おやすみなさい.
Ah, かわいい.
And also, you can drop なさい at the end to make it more casual. おやすみ, like that. When you're talking to a kid or...
Now, Sakura-san. I want to take a look at actually the one, two... third line of this dialogue. Can you read that back?
え? Washington DC はどう? 食べ物はどう? リンカーンメモリアルはどう? スミソニアン協会はどう?
So many different things, but one thing they all had in common. That was?
はどう?
Now, let's leave the wa, the topic marking particle wa, off for a minute, and let's take a look at どう. Can you break this down?
Do, u, do.
So there's a long vowel in there. Now, this is equivalent to the English how. So could you read back the first part of that sentence?
Washington, D.C. wa do?
The literal translation here is Washington, D.C. how. That's all there is. But again, we have to translate here. And these are two friends speaking informal Japanese. So we kind of have to fill in the blanks. And in English, we would say, how is Washington, D.C.? And that's exactly what they're saying. But as it's informal Japanese, it gets shortened. Now, if we were speaking formal Japanese, if your boss, Sakura-san, if this is your boss on the line, are you going to say, どう?
No.
What are you going to say?
Washington, D.C. はどうですか?
Yes, you need the polite form of the copula, des, followed by the question marking particle ka. どうですか?
Right.
But here it's informal, so that can be dropped. But it has the same meaning.
Yes.
Okay? Again, more about this inside the PDF. Megumi-san, what do we have now?
Well, we have the grammar point, and that would be iru. Now, Sakura-san, in this conversation, how is iru used?
いつからワシントンDCにいるの?
Iru in this case means to exist, which is generally used for animate objects, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're living.
So, can we have some examples of what objects would take the verb iru?
Well, lots of things. Dogs, people, dolphins.
Living, animate things. Mm-hmm. Two conditions, living and animate.
Right.
Now, you said there are some exceptions. So, what would some of these exceptions be?
Ghosts, which would be, Sakura-san?
Obake.
Now, they're animate, but they're not living.
Right.
So, yeah. So, the animate ability to move is kind of the key when using this verb, iru.
Right.
All right. So, we're going to have more about this inside the PDF.
Make sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. That's going to do it for today.
Mata ne.
Bye-bye.